A reading from John 5:7-10. "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath, and so the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat."
I'm not a big fan of puns, but I can't help but say that this sounds like a really lame excuse that this invalid is giving. Do we have any commentary on this? Because he's been doing this for years and years and years, and he can't get to the water. And it just seems almost like an impossibility that if he wanted to get to the water, if he wanted to cure himself, he would have gotten there.
Yeah, the passage before this, Jesus says, "Do you want to get well?" Jesus always clarifies that up front. And I guess one of the interpretations you could bring to this passage is the man had become so comfortable with his brokenness that he would rather blame the circumstances in the situation rather than moving into healing. And I see that happen a lot, even in areas that aren't as severe of an infirmity. It might be simply navigating life struggles and circumstances. It's much easier to blame the circumstances than to take ownership and move into healing. It's possible that's going on here.
I'm sure other people have come to the pool and have seen him, talk to him, and have talked about curing him, but something highly unusual happens here, where Jesus simply says, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." And at once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. And for the modern ear, that sounds improbable. But there it is. It's right in front of us. John has given it to us.
I love these words, "at once." I was healed as a child one time at once. So no one needed to convince me in the New Testament reality of healing being a possibility. At other times in my life, I've prayed for people and they were healed on the spot. And I have experienced healing that's come in stages over time, and I've seen that happen for others. But this is the one that really grabs us at once. We sing a benediction at our Evensong service about asking God to release signs and wonders in our lives. And I long to see those kind of kingdom reversals. I see kingdom reversal happening all the time as people's lives are transformed, but those at-once miracles are great, and they just add a certain level of fervor to your faith.
And then the story is becomes even more interesting in that there are certain religious people there who then become critical of this healing because it's on the Sabbath.
Yeah, the reality that they can't celebrate the fact that he's been changed in a moment. They're more concerned whether he's keeping the law. And this is going to be the recurring theme as Jesus deals with the religious people of his day.
So tomorrow we'll continue on talking about this wonderful passage in the fifth chapter of John.